Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on April Fool's Day, which is the day after Easter.
That's yep. Right. So, did you, I don't know if you guys did anything. I'm sure you guys all were with family. JP was traveling.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to a pool and the beach and then an airport.
Yeah.
And then another airport.
No Easter mass in Puerto Rico.
It's not a Easter-y bit. But.
I know.
I mean, there are Easter masses, but I can tell you this. That the hotel and casino, because I stayed three different places in Puerto Rico, but the last day I chose a place near the airport, and really nice. It's just a courtyard by Marriott, but it has a really nice pool, and it's on the beach. The casino pumps 24 hours a day.
Of course. They
24 hours
you
a day, even on Easter.
You think it closed for Easter, or for Ramadan, or for Hanukkah, or for Christmas? It'll close for anything.
And I can tell you that my son, who's 17, he was curious and was like, can I get in there? And I was like, I bet you can. It's Puerto Rico.
They're not going to.
No, he looks pretty young, though.
He does look young. He's 17. He's taller than me. He's probably 5'10.
Yeah, but he has a boyish face.
Is it 18 there? You have to be 18 years old.
I gave him $40.
Yeah.
Walked right in, played blackjack. He won his first hand. And then he lost every other hand.
Wow, I'm surprised they let. I mean, he really looks young. That's pretty good.
They'll take his
money.
Good
for him. Yep.
You're
grooming him early.
It was a $40 loss, and I feel good about it because now he thinks he can't win in gambling, which is a good thing.
Actually, smart.
It's a good thing because if you win early and you get that taste, it's
then
kind of why I like craps.
Yeah, I used to think I had a system for slots back
then.
I'm not the
dumbest person on the planet.
I'm not really a casino gambler, but if I have my choice, I would prefer to play craps. And the reason is at whoever's bachelor party we went to in Atlantic City, I've already forgotten. Was that Frazier's bachelor party?
I don't know. I've been to several.
We went to a craps table, and I won, not like an immense amount, but I won like $250 the first time that I ever played craps.
Going forward, I will only ever play craps with Junk's listener, Put, who came to so many of these.
Is Put even still around?
The junkies
poker opens. I haven't seen him in years.
He might be dead.
He's the funnest dude ever to play craps with.
He's a lot of fun.
Super fun. Knows what he's doing. You can tail him.
Yeah.
And then he'll come and hang out with you the next day and give you like $500 that you won that you didn't remember winning.
Right. He looks like a healthy guy. I have Putt alive.
I have him alive.
All right, man.
We only saw him at the Borgata. That's the only place I've ever seen him.
I'm going to say alive.
All right.
I'm going to bet alive.
If you're alive, you know, reach out.
Putt. I saw him at Cap One Arena for a tournament.
Okay.
Can't remember, but that was pre-COVID.
Okay.
So it's been 5 years.
He's good
plus.
People.
Yeah,
I like him a lot.
So I didn't get I didn't have the benefit of spending time with family. It's weird on holidays. Like, I think all of us like a little time alone, right, every once in a while. Like, if you have the house to yourself or whatever,
sure, it
that's
happens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right. But on a holiday, it's kind of a bummer. So I was coming back from New York, and I was like, because my wife and daughter were in Atlanta. My other daughter was in Miami. I was like, I'm just going to go to the club. I'm just going to spend the day at the club. I'll do some stuff I have to do there.
Right.
I'll hit some balls. I'll have lunch.
Sure.
Just spend
leisurely
the day there.
Day.
Yeah, because especially supposed to rain the rest of the week. So I went there unwittingly. I did my spa bit or my sauna bit. And I got dressed up. And I was like, all right, I took 1,000 pictures at the game. By the way, that's a whole other story. Because my camera is soaked in moisture.
Oh, no.
And it's going to cost me $1,000 to fix it. It's a nightmare.
So much
I had to borrow
condensation.
Someone's, yeah, too much rain. Anyway, I say, I'm going to go just sit at the bar. I'll probably have maybe some, I'm going to eat light. I'm going to have like maybe some avocado toast or something, a little brunch. And I'm just going to, you know, edit my pictures. I open the door and it's freaking Easter brunch special day.
Oh, really?
And 9 million people are there.
Didn't
families.
Realize that.
All dressed up. They look like they all came back from church. Mm-hmm. Probably none of them went to church, but they all look like they went to church.
Right.
You know, they're all dressed in their Sunday best. Mm-hmm. And there was no seats at the bar. Oh. It was fixed price.
Oh.
But I had nothing to do. So they said, I can sit you, Eric. Mm-hmm. No problem. And I said, all right, great. So he sat me down over the corner.
Sit you in the golf simulator?
No. No, there was room because people were coming and going all day. I had this unbelievable meal. It cost me so much money.
Oh, I'm dying to know how much
because
you paid.
Because
it was the special,
right?
It was the Easter special. So it was like, you know, whatever. It was $50 for the meal. Then they have the service charge. Then I do the tip. I ended up spending like $70. All I wanted to do was I just wanted to have avocado toast.
Right.
And edit some pictures.
You just wanted to booze at the bar.
And then I ended up gorging myself.
Mm-hmm.
I ate so much food. I even tweeted about it. I couldn't stop farting on the range. I was farting for an hour.
Gross.
From all the food I ate, you know, that was my Easter
that's
Sunday.
That's not a very orthodox Easter
Sunday. $70 meal by yourself.
I had a $70 meal by myself.
Yeah, but I bet it was silly.
I was underdressed. Everyone was in their Sunday best with their grandparents, their little kids, and their families.
The
and
big scene.
I'm just feeling nostalgic.
Did they have an Easter bunny, like, in the lobby?
They 100% had an Easter bunny, a live Easter bunny. They had an Easter egg hunt. There, everyone was being festive and being with their families, and I'm just there like a loser by myself, no family, no nothing, and it flagellants. It was just really, it was.
That is quite a
Couldn't
scene.
You have hooked up with your mom or your brothers or sister?
I suppose I could have.
I mean, if you're long for family, they're a car ride away.
I could have.
A half hour away.
I was kind of winging it. I guess I wasn't planning. I was kind of winging it as I was driving back. In hindsight, I guess I could have. Certainly, I have family. I just thought of it as I was driving, you know?
Did they all spend Easter Sunday together?
No, they all do their own things.
Oh, okay.
You know, they all have their own families.
You know how Jason is, he looks down on people that aren't at least 5'10", which Cakes and I aren't. I'm 5'9". I realized when I was in Puerto Rico, I'm quite thankful for the height that I do have, which is not great.
Mm-hmm.
On the Nieves side of my family, I'm a freaking giant.
Everybody's tiny.
My Uncle Carlos shorter than me. My Uncle Lexi's way shorter than me.
Mm.
So, it was just one of those realizations. Maybe I should move to Puerto Rico. I'd be tall there.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a beast over
post people up.
At least in my family.
Do you guys do anything, Cakes? Anything special? You
very
guys,
low key.
In-laws.
It's a very secular family.
No church. I mean, no church. Celebrate. It's a very pagan holiday.
All right.
The Easter.
So you went over the in-laws?
Just low key at my house.
Oh, your house.
Yeah.
All right.
Just my family.
Yeah, I went to my cousin's house in Purcellville, Virginia.
How long were you like watching your clock, your phone the whole time?
No, I told my wife I wanted to get there to watch the Purdue game. So we watched the Purdue game, right? And then at the end of the Purdue game, we got in the car and rolled back because I wanted to watch the second game. Because too many people are all talking.
When you watch the game, do you have the volume on or you just put it on closed caption?
No, he had it on. Yeah,
had the volume on.
The volume was on.
Uh-huh.
Had a good dinner. It was 3:30 dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And and then got back home, watched the second game, and was in bed right after that.
Sports is the one thing I can't do with closed captioning. Everything
I can't do
is
that.
Closed captioned.
Yeah, but in a party scene. I know,
okay, there's a bunch of people maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't watch an NFL game with closed captioning
because it gets in way of the
just gets
action.
In the way of the score bug, the fantasy updates. I can't have that. I can't have that nonsense.
So my cousin's got two kids, real small kids. My other cousin, his brother, has two small kids. And then there was another family had a small kid. So my uncle Mark, God bless him, I love him. He you know, he's the grandfather, mm-hmm. and he was hanging out with all the kids, and then they did an Easter egg hunt, mm-hmm. and then he went and got into a bunny costume.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he comes out with his Easter basket.
Probably had that handy.
Yeah.
And he became full Easter costume, you know, head, mask.
I mean, where does he get that? Where does he procure that?
He bought it online.
He just has it. Okay.
Yeah, he bought it online, just went to the bathroom.
You
still
have a Donald Duck costume.
No, I donated that probably 15 years
ago. He came out to the backyard, and the kids were terrified.
Oh, yeah. They were terrified.
Oh, my God. They were running behind me, grabbing my legs. They didn't know who it was, what it was. They thought it was
an alien.
It was the devil.
Uh-huh. It is funny. On Twitter,
and they all started crying.
Around Easter, you see old pictures of kids like going to see like terrifying-looking Easter bunnies, and the kids are recoiling in horror.
Oh. I didn't know that was the thing, bunny's kind of notoriously scary.
You can either have an Easter bunny that looks cute and fuzzy, or you could have a scary, like, old-school, like, sinister-looking bunny that's running around your backyard.
It wasn't sinister-looking. It was typical. It was standard. But the kids who are all, between...
They freaked out.
Two and five.
You got to prep them for it.
We're terrified.
They just pop out.
Right. You got to be like, hey, the Easter bunny's going to... I think the Easter bunny's here.
They weren't prepped.
They weren't prepped.
Prepping would probably help.
And then he finally had to take the mask off.
Then he ruined that.
Well, because they were crying.
You probably feel terrible.
Yeah, they were terrified.
That is pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
That's a good bit.
So that happened on Easter Sunday.
I actually had a confrontation at the airport. I forgot about this.
Oh, really? On Easter or?
Yes.
That's not very Eastery.
So we flew from Puerto Rico and a stop in Orlando.
Okay.
Had about an hour.
Stops. They're the devil.
I actually kind of liked the stop because I'm hungry.
Okay.
So it was dinner time.
Yeah.
So we arrived around 6:30 and we had until 7:45. To get our food.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Orlando offerings. There's a Burger King, there's a La Madeleine, and there's a La Familia Pizza.
Okay.
I get in line at La Familia Pizza. Now, the clock is ticking, and I don't want the L.A. thing to happen where Cakes and I were in the L.A. airport, and I waited too long in the snack shop for my Clif Bar, and I missed the flight home. So I'm looking at when the doors close, when it says it's going to close, 7:51, the clock's kind of ticking, got like 20 minutes, and I wanted to see what they had in terms of non-pizza.
Okay.
All right? You know you got pizza at La Familia.
Sure, of course.
You got your calzones, but they also might have some other offers.
Let me guess, baked ziti. Lock, that's probably an offer.
And I think they had like chicken breast or something like that. Anyway, you know the setup there,
mm-hmm.
where you're just in line and you're looking at the food.
Sure.
I snuck behind a guy.
Okay.
Right? Didn't touch him
mm-hmm.
to get back in line.
Okay.
He got set off, and I'm right there next to my family, and he goes, "You didn't say excuse me, dumbass."
Oh,
like,
man.
Really loud.
Wow,
like, he's got tattoos all up and down.
What did you do to offend the guy?
I went behind him, and I guess I didn't say excuse me. Mm-hmm. So he goes, "You didn't say excuse me, dumbass," like really loud. Now everybody's looking at him.
Oh, man.
I'm next to my family. I'm like, what am I going to do? I said, "Excuse me." He was like, "That's so stupid. I can't believe people," you know, like he just goes off.
Uh-huh.
And I just, what can you do?
Nothing. That's a him
problem. You just got to let it die. And then people are kind of just laughing.
Right.
My son's like laughing, what am I going to do? Punch him in the face?
Right. It's.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Are you going to get a melee at the airport?
Just got to let him go off. And he just...
Man, that's weird.
That's
bizarre.
Weird bit.
Did he feel like you were, like, encroaching in his, like, personal space? Or, like, that's a weird reaction.
I guess so.
It sounds like he was just pissed off to begin with.
Dude,
right.
I didn't touch him.
He was ready for something.
I didn't touch him.
Right.
And he may be right. Maybe I should have said, excuse me, but I was just sneaking behind him in the line.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird
to get back in space.
I will say that, I mean, I don't think
even if you said
wrong.
Excuse me, he probably would have said something.
He probably would have
anyway.
Freaked out. I'm almost damn near like embarrassing how many times I say excuse me. Like if I'm in a store, or I'm always saying excuse me.
I think I usually do.
You know, yeah. I'm not saying you did anything wrong.
Yeah,
but I overcompensate.
That guy was itching for some sort of confrontation with somebody from the sound.
Well, it sounded like a psycho.
Yeah, like
I mean, if someone screamed at you, like,
well,
legitimate
airport
psycho.
Can turn you into a psycho. Like you're so stressed and you're just ready to
just
burst.
Missed
sometime.
A flight. Yeah,
yeah, missed a flight.
Could be.
Was he with his wife or was he with
the
family?
No, he was solo. He had a tank top.
Yeah.
bunch of tattoos.
Yeah.
Skinny, kind of a skinny guy.
Mm-hmm. Tank top to fly.
He's a loser.
Well, it is Orlando. I mean, you're in Florida. So, was I mean, it, you're going to get all types.
What was the ethnicity? Was it like an Hispanic
white
person?
Guy.
White guy?
Hmm. Skinny white guy. Mm-hmm. Tall, maybe 6'3". Hmm. Tatted up.
It's weird. That's a weird bit to do in an airport.
You did the right thing is just to walk away. Just got to walk away in that one.
Well, I didn't walk away. I stayed in my line.
Yeah, you get some pizza. Slice. Yeah.
Yeah. What can you do? It's hard.
Sounds fun.
Because that would immediately enrage you.
Travel's fun.
That would immediately enrage you.
And then I kind of assess the situation like.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, my go-to move, hopefully in life it'll never happen, but it did take some Krav Maga classes.
Kick the guy in the balls.
That's the number one move.
Fight dirty, JP. Close quarters. Spread.
Kick the guy in the balls and then let your hands fly.
Right.
If you want to be a fair fighter or a winning fighter, kick him in the nuts. It's a great move.
But I'm not going to miss my flight.
No. No, you can't do that.
So, you kind of feel like a wimp because my son's right there, my family's right there, but what else can you do?
I mean,
because if you escalate... Dude,
unless the guy swings
on you. If you escalate...
You're not going to get into a fight at the Orlando airport.
Correct.
You just can't get in a fight with anybody.
And then you're going to be stuck in the Orlando airport. Correct.
Oh, it's just a disaster for
everybody.
Well,
obviously, you never know... I mean, in an airport, he's not going to have a weapon, so you know it's probably going to be mano a mano, right? You're in an airport.
Right, you're going to be scrapping.
So, in all likelihood, you're not going to have a weapon.
Yeah, but so many people around to record it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to go viral. Oh, yeah. Lock. JP fighting
well, it's just not
going to
end well. No, never going to end well.
Again, didn't really say anything, and then I saw people giving him the look like it's a psycho.
Like,
but then they also didn't want to be around
that
dude.
That guy's completely unhinged. Look at
yes.
him.
Yeah, totally.
All right, phone number you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Coming up a little bit later in the show, Chelsea James will join us. We'll talk about the Nationals home opener scheduled today. Chelsea James will join us at 8. Chris Nockey on the NCAA tournament at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.